Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
In 16 years at WTMJ, I literally said breaking news thousands of times. This was not just a breaking news story, but probably the biggest story we would ever be covering.
Guys, excuse me a second. Jim, I'm sorry, I got to interrupt here. We got a big breaking story out of New York.
Started out as a normal Tuesday morning. The late Jim Irwin was on the air with his sports commentary.
John, we got a big story breaking in New York.
A 737 has crashed into the World Trade
Things
Center.
Things quickly escalated from there.
There is a gaping hole right now, and thick black smoke with flames is pouring out.
I kept my eye on the TV, and from my time in New York, was able to orient listeners on what was happening where.
Thank goodness we had John Belmont there from New York, who knew the groundwork, knew what the World Trade Center was, knew the lay of the land.
The north building at the World Trade Center in New York is gone. It has collapsed. This is more horrific than any special effects you've seen in films. And I was concerned.
I knew how many thousands of people worked there and could only imagine what the death toll would be.
I think what gets lost is the total fear, the actual terror that it was, as we did not know what was going to happen next.
We got another plane crash, guys. This is from Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. Large plane crashes in western Pennsylvania.
I recall John and I talked about how this must be terrorism.
They want you to feel insecure in your own home. They want you to
wonder.
Well, it's
working.
That is. I mean,
it's working, Charlie.
It's something.
I'll tell you for me.
And again, just from
over the years, I think the most satisfying thing has been just how many people trusted the station.
I'm proud of the coverage that we did that day.
And we were on almost every radio in Milwaukee that day.
We tried to provide as much information as we could and tried to make it local to how it affected us locally here in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin, and I think we did a good job of that.
The state capitol, the Wisconsin state capitol, has actually been shut down, locked down.